Don't let the Z fool you. This isn't a Puck Bunny podcast. It's Game Misconduct with Dory and CT.
Welcome to a new edition of Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hello.
And we are coming to you after Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final with Tampa Bay and Dallas. And Game 4 went into overtime. And the Lightning are now leading the series 3-1. And we play again tonight at 8 o'clock. So, yes. I'm just going to show you something to start off because I probably needed one of these last night, but I will be having one of these for every game.
Is it a Xanax?
No, I already have one of those, and it wasn't enough. It's not going to let me show you.
It's not going to... There you go. Hold it in front of your face. There you go. Everybody sees it now.
I'll put a photo of it on our social media. But it's a brown paper bag that says Game 5 Breathing Bag, hashtag Distant Thunder. I'm going to be breathing into this probably for most of the game tonight.
I think I said I'm going to throw up about 25 times, like in the first 10 minutes before the game started, well into the first period. I was like, I'm going to throw up. I didn't.
No. Nope.
But then when it got to overtime, I was like, oh no, here it comes.
Oh no, I'm going to hurl. If you're going to spew, man, spew in this.
Yeah.
All right. So we're not going to go too long on this one because it's only relevant for a certain amount of time because they're playing in less than 20 hours from when they ended the last game. So let's just go over some stats. Shots on goal go to the Lightning. Power plays 3-for-4 go to the Lightning. Face-offs, 42-58%. Still need to work on that a little bit. But when we needed to win them, we won them. However, we should win a couple more. 57 hits go to the Lightning and 18-19 block shots. So that goes to Dallas. But pretty even when you look at most of them, besides the face-offs and the power play conversions. Mm-hmm. The Lightning's penalty kill looks really good.
Yeah. So because we don't want to, you know, take up too much time considering we'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Let's kind of truncate and just talk about some parts of the game.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't think there are surges, as the NBC broadcast keeps saying. There's surges where the Lightning have the momentum and then, you know, Dallas has momentum. I think that's like normal in a Stanley Cup final, though. I don't think anything's that off about that. I thought both teams looked pretty even. I don't think one team looked better than the other. That's just how I perceived what was going on as I was watching it. I thought it was a pretty even. It was definitely a battle. It was definitely a hard-fought game. You know, Cooper said after the game he didn't think they deserved to be down 2-0. And I don't think they deserved to be down 2-0 either to start it. They looked good. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was a pretty even game as far as gameplay.
Yeah, agreed. The intensity was matched. I just think, you know, keeping Dallas's shots down for the first period was big. You know, when you possess the puck, it means the other team doesn't have a chance to score. Mm-hmm. So the longer you possess the puck, the better off you are. I thought when we were down 2-0, I was a little nervous. I was getting there a little bit, but we pulled it out. And the one thing I noticed, first of all, can we talk about Alex Killorn's goal?
Oh my gosh, I wanted to talk. That was one of the highlights I wanted to bring up.
Okay,
my goodness, holy heck.
When we realized it went in, I said to my friend, I go, that was a no look goal. Like he never even had his eyes on, once his back was turned and he came around that net, he wasn't looking at the net when he shot that. And when he put things towards the net, good things happen. So that was A+. I mean, mm-hmm. And our buddy Sean Avery, whom I love now, was going crazy on his Insta stories about that. One thing I wanted to talk about was, we always talk about the video coach, Nigel, who's been with the team forever. And if you look at the majority of the goals last night and the majority of the goals the other night, What side are they trying to put the puck? Top blocker side.
Oh, right. Yeah. Top blocker for.
Right. And those seem to be the ones going in. So it'll be interesting to see, because it's hard. It's a hard thing to defend, because once you like are heavy on the weak side, maybe they found a weak spot in Khudobin's, goaltending. But, you know, if the defense is going to overcompensate for his weak side, then that leaves the other side open and maybe, you know, things will fly through. So it'll be interesting to see. I've never really thought of like, you know, how does the defense for a team help compensate for maybe a goalie's weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see that. But those are my highlights. I mean, and Shattenkirk, I mean, what a redemption for him, because that tying goal going off of his body, you could just see it in his face.
Yeah. I was going to say his reaction immediately was like, throws his head back like, oh no.
Yeah. And so for him to get the game winning goal in overtime and
that was a nice
goal.
Shot.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I also want to bring up Braden Point, because when he got the breakaway, he had cycled around twice in a circle. And on the second time, it was like, he's just, remember those cars we used to have when we were kids? And if you pulled them back, they like cocked, and then you let them go and they just went. That's what he's doing when he's circling in his own zone as the defenseman's holding the puck behind the net. So he circles twice. The second time he comes up, and as he accelerates, they have like those trackers in their jerseys. Mm-hmm. He was at 24 miles an hour. Skating.
He's so fast.
Skating.
He's so incredible to watch. And it's not just, you know, those, first of all, I don't think you're going to beat him on one-on-one. I mean, if he's got open ice, he's gone. And, you know, he's so quick with his hands and switching, moving the angle of the stick for the puck. The other thing he does that I don't think he gets a lot of credit for, and it's, you know, we see him so much and the goals are just highlight reel after highlight reel, but he's really good defensively. He really gets in there. He never, ever, ever quits on a puck.
Yeah.
He is constantly going after it. I think he's just all around a tremendous player. Mm-hmm. We've all got to see him grow a little bit, and he's really grown it. And, you know, you saw flashes when he was younger, like, oh, this kid's fast. This kid's a shooter. But now he's so well-rounded. It's just really, you know, Cooper said after the game, how do you defend, you know, the point line? He goes, I don't think we could.
Yeah.
He flat out said it. I don't think we could, you know, we could defend it ourselves if they were playing against us. It's just, he's tremendous. That whole line has just been so important.
I think Braden Point is an example of the maturation of this team as a whole. How, you know, for a long time, they were just focused on shooting, putting the puck in the net. We can outshoot teams. Even if they score, we can outshoot them. And maybe not as tight defensively as they should be on all four fronts. You know, it's not just the defensemen who need to be defensive. It's the forwards too. They have to be defensively responsible. And seeing how Kucherov has, you know, learned to do that in the last couple seasons, and how Point has, and Anthony Cirelli and Cedric Paquette, like all of these guys are defensively responsible, and kind of like we saw in that 5 overtime game in, you know, while they've been in the bubble, they were not willing to give up chances just to get an offensive opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Only take those when you've got your P's and Q's covered. And so seeing Braden Point as the complete player as he's turned into, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, we see fancy stick handling from Nikita Kucherov and everybody, and I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody, but think of going, your feet are going at 24 miles an hour. It's kind of like when, you know, how like they used to say, like, rub your stomach and pat your head.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So think about that. He's skating at 24 miles an hour. He's only got so much time to get that puck off of his stick, and he's going to puck handle like he does to fake out the goaltender. All of that going at 24 miles an hour.
He's got slick handles, man. I'm telling you. He's so much fun to watch.
He's so fun.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And I did want to touch on some things, just might give my opinion. It's kind of the big elephant in the room. Well, maybe not if you're on Twitter. It's everywhere. I want to talk about some of the officiating.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if you're going to bring it up.
I do want to bring it up because, you know, earlier to end regular, you know, regulation, Corey Perry. I was gonna call him Carrie Pori. Corey Perry, you know, does the little.
He tried to castrate. Move. He tried to castrate Braden Point. Let's just call it what it is.
If it was any other player, I'd say, "Oops, oh gosh, that's unfortunate." But it's Corey Perry, so I do think it was intentional. And he got interference. He didn't get tripping, which is weird. But then Braden Point with that, and I don't understand the embellishment. That is not what
The only thing I could think of is when he went to get back on his feet and he slammed his stick on the ice. And I don't know if they had already called it at that point. But I don't understand the embellishment part of it.
I don't either. And then, you know, that happens. And Stars fans, you know, that's embellishment. Wasn't that bad? He's got a cup. He's got. Y'all know that hurts. I don't have them.
He yanked him down with his stick.
He did.
It's not just like he tapped it. You could.
No. He was in there. He was in there.
Yeah.
And then the turnaround, you know, Jamie Benn with the trip on Tyler Johnson. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I wanted to point this out. If you go back and look, and it's all over social media. Yeah. If you look in slow motion, the first thing Jamie Benn does is he grabs Tyler Johnson. So he's holding him.
Right.
And he starts to pull him down. He's pulling him down, and then he takes his stick and trips him up.
Right.
I don't know how everybody keeps saying, that's not a trip. You know what? He could have gotten caught for holding. He didn't.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, well, maybe it's not what you expect holding to look like or tripping to look like, but it's most definitely holding. I mean.
Oh yeah. Go back and watch it. And there's somebody actually has it frame by frame.
Yeah.
Like all the frames. I can't remember who it is. It is a Lightning fan. I think they follow us and I'm so, so sorry that I cannot think of Klucheroff. I think his Twitter name is Klucheroff. And I love that.
That's funny.
I think it's his Twitter, her Twitter. Okay. You go back and look, they have like kind of still shots of it. And it's like, no, I saw that, you know, my son's like, mom, that's holding. I'm like, it's holding, it's tripping. But here's the other thing. I don't like that. So many and a couple of the Stars players and we're saying it after the game and I don't like this. Well, that cost us the game. No, it didn't. Because the Lightning could have said that if they would have scored the point on the embellishment in the bot, they could have said the same thing. Well, that cost us the game on a garbage call. It was not a garbage call.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It didn't catch it. It didn't cost you the game. You just weren't good enough to win. You just weren't.
Yeah,
that's it. You couldn't kill the penalty.
Yeah,
that's all it is. So we could go back and you can say if Kucherov didn't make that stop on Kamanen, if he didn't make that incredible save, now the Lightning are down 4-2.
Yeah.
Now the game might be out of reach.
Right.
So it's we can sit here and what if, well, this would have happened and this would have happened and this would have happened. That's sports. That's sports in every game. That's the way it goes. And if this was the Lightning, if it was reversed, I'd say the same, you know this, I would say the same thing. It's the way it goes. There were not good calls. I think Eric Erlandson called it selective officiating.
Yeah, and Coach Cooper was asked about it in his press conference, and you could see the lawyer in him coming out because he didn't want to say anything, but he wanted to kind of express the frustration, I think, he felt with it without the anger. Like, it's very the opposite of a John Tortorella response, you know what I mean? Just saying enough without getting in trouble by the league, I feel like you could read between the lines, and I don't blame the guy. I mean, there have been a couple questionable calls in this series that on both sides of on each team that I was just questionable about. But you know, it's a human thing. Like
it is.
There is going to be human error, but a friend that I was talking to was like, well, it's clear that the network wants this series to go to 7. And I found that interesting. I was like, I don't know about that, but I feel like the officiating in this series has probably been the worst. And I don't understand why. Is it because it's so fast?
Yeah.
Is it because I don't know. But
I mean, Cooper did say they're trying, we're trying, the stars are trying. I think there's a little bit of fatigue with the officials as well. You got to think they're living in the bubble too.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are working their butts off. They don't get days off either.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is unlike anything we've ever seen before. Right. Like normally when a team goes up 2-0 in a Stanley Cup final, and there were a lot of media questions about this in the post game about, you know, what do you think this is? Like normally if it's a two goal lead, it's game over for the other team, but it doesn't seem to be that way right now or in the last couple of years. And, you know, I think it might've been Coach Cooper who said, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just the no fans in the arena, you know, because that, you know, the swings of momentum are heightened by the fans and the stands and their reactions to those. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I kind of feel like at this point, both of these teams have been playing in the bubble for so long that it may not be a factor at all. It may just end up leveling the playing field. And I've said this before. I feel like the hockey has been better because of the no travel. And I would never say that I don't want the Stanley Cup playoffs to not play in a home building of a team. But I feel like the hockey has been better because there's not as much travel fatigue.
Yeah.
So,
and definitely game four. I mean, I think that was, I just think it was a very, you know, everybody, you know, Shattenkirk had that unfortunate, you know, listen, there's mistakes that get made.
Yeah.
And it's easy for us to watch his replay after replay after replay to pick these things out.
Right.
But I think both teams played pretty well. I will say I do like Joe Pavelski, but I don't lately.
Yeah.
But I'll go back to liking him when this is over.
Yeah. It's me too. I like Jamie Benn. I don't like him right now, but I'll go back to liking him later. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. But like they were saying, there's never been a back-to-back game in a Stanley Cup series. They kept saying it on the network broadcast. And so,
well, I mean, I know they have on occasion had them during the playoffs. I just
right,
don't know.
But not a final. Know. I don't think it's been during a final. And maybe if I heard that wrong, please, you know, don't yell at me on Twitter. But I find it very interesting that they're doing a back-to-back. So
I'm not sure why. I really don't know.
I think it's I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, on the post game on Sun Sports, you know, Engblom and those were kind of debating, will it help the Lightning? Will it hurt the Lightning? You know, because there are two things. Think about it. The Lightning win a pretty emotional game, and they know that they're one away from ending the series. Mm-hmm. Will they have the momentum coming off a back-to-back? Because I've never seen Vasilevskiy get so excited for a win before.
Oh, I know. I love that. Somebody give him a hug, I think is what the Lightning tweeted. And they're showing him. He's like, just like arms out. Like, somebody want to hug me here?
And he skates up to the rest of the guys. And he literally like jumps in their arms.
I know.
It's not normal for us to see that kind of emotion from him. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, calm down, guys. You haven't done anything yet. And well, Coach Cooper kept saying in the post game, like, they know they haven't done anything yet. They haven't won anything. So
they
that kind of
show
made me feel better.
If you go to the Lightning Instagram, they have, I think it's their Instagram, might be their Twitter, maybe both. They have a short, like a short little video of them entering the locker room.
Yeah, like they always do with
and,
gravy
and
train.
You, yes, and you can see that it's kind of very calm. They take off their jersey. They are very calm.
Yeah.
And it's,
as they come into the door of the locker room, you can hear hooting and hollering, but as they enter and go to their stalls, it calms down. And that's kind of what I explained like a couple games ago when they had that emotional win. I think it was in game two. I was like, the good news is they're not losing their minds in the locker room, you know, They're pretty even keeled.
I just wanted to add that I do think some of Vasilevskiy's celebration we saw on the ice was probably because that team really bailed him out last night.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
It wasn't his best game. That's okay. Listen, the guys played how many dang games?
Every game in the bubble.
Every game, every minute. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Unfortunately, it was an off night. You know, they scored 2 goals in their first 3 shots. Yeah. But he did make that crazy save. It's just ridiculous. And I think that kind of got him back.
Yeah.
Into like, you know, okay.
Yeah.
You know, he had an off night. And I think he kind of was like, thanks, guys. You really
bailed me out.
He's bailed them out before, too. So.
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But then you have the Dallas Stars who don't have a very long time to think and marinate on an upsetting loss, but they're pissed. I mean, Tyler Seguin was stomping on his stick.
Yeah. Did you hear Pavelski after the game? Did you watch his game? Oh, ho, ho.
Was he pissed?
They said, Joe, you know, I'm going to talk to you about your 2 goals and da-da-da-da-da-da gets through it. And he went, no. Next question. They asked him if he wanted to like go, you know, walk through it.
Right.
And he was like, no, next question.
Yeah. So it's either they're going to be fueled by their being pissed off mm-hmm. or they're at the point where it's no matter what we do, no matter how well we play, we still get beat.
I don't know. I think every, you know, back to backs are tough.
Are you still saying 6? Are you still saying in 6? Cause you know, I don't know. I think this Lightning team feeds on this kind of stuff.
I think they do too.
And I think Dallas is going to be, cause they have to win 3 in a row. I mean, if they lose tonight, they are eliminated. That is it. Mm-hmm. Every game they play, no matter how long this goes on, they could be eliminated. So it's either they're going to come out with a mission or they're going to come out and overcompensate for that.
And we thought we would see that with the Islanders, and they didn't do it. You and
exactly.
I on our show said they're going to come out here. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be greasy. It's going to be nasty. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I mean, but you know, you look at
they also didn't have Corey Perry on their team either.
That's true. but you know, you look at the Joe Pavelskis and the Jamie Benns and these guys, and we know Tyler Seguin has the cup, but you know, some of these guys, you're just like, boy, they want it.
Yeah.
Not that the Lightning don't, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but you know, you just, I don't know. I think it's going to be a little scary. My son believes, and he wanted me to tell you
personally,
that he thinks the Lightning are going to do the gentleman sweep. He calls it.
The gentleman sweep? Yeah.
The gentleman sweep. Let them win the first game and then sweep them the rest of the way.
I like that. I like that.
It's like quarter of, you know, midnight or whatever you call it. 11:45. Hey, on your show tomorrow, can you tell CT that I'm calling it the gentleman sweep?
I like that.
I will do
that. I like it.
Your 14-year-old Vince is saying it's called the gentleman sweep.
I like it. And I like even more that the word gentleman is in your vocabulary. That means your parents have done something right. So the gentleman sweep. All right. Well, I'm hoping for Vince that that's what it'll be. But we'll just have to wait and see. And like I said,
and I'm not giving him credit if he's listening. I'm not giving him credit for that. He probably saw it on Reddit.
Okay. Well, I'll give him credit. Just because I'm nicer than your mom, I guess. By the way, I also wanted to bring up, did you notice the Heinz ketchup bottle behind the goal the whole night? Like, I just wanted to text you and be like, it's like pouring on the hot sauce. It's like pouring out ketchup.
You keep mentioning, and I just keep.
All right, I got to go back to the game, and I'll text a photo to you. But how could you have missed it? Every time I see the ketchup bottle, I think of you and pouring on the hot sauce, woman. Lord have mercy.
I just keep missing it. I don't know.
Keep missing it.
I felt like I black out at certain points of the game. Like, I don't remember that happening.
Oh, yeah. I had a blanket over my head for most of the game. Yep. And I'll be breathing into a paper bag for this game. So,
oof.
I don't know. It, my heart rate has been
elevated. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. My heart rate has been elevated since last night. I could not fall asleep till 2 a.m. because I was just wired. Yeah. I mean, we're all going to need an anxiety support group after all is said and done.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think so. I think, no, I don't want to get too far. I'm not going to say it.
Anyway. So we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
I will say this. I feel, this is all I'm going to say. It would be nice if tonight's game was at Amalie Arena.
Yeah.
And seven.
I know.
But it is what it is, right?
It is what it is. So,
and you know, the crappy thing is if this was not bubble hockey, not the crappy, I shouldn't say that, but if this wasn't bubble hockey and this was regular, normal life, 2020, like how it should have been, Dallas and Tampa is not a very long travel.
No, it's not. I do it quite often, actually. It's 2.5 hours in the air.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they're not going through all that secure, you know what I mean? That's handled separately. But just think about, like, even if this was regular, if this was normal times, the travel wouldn't even be that bad.
Yeah. No, I know. It's not like, you know, Tampa and Edmonton, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Or, Tampa and Calgary, like in 2004.
Oh.
So, anyway, regardless of the outcome tonight, we will be speaking with you tomorrow. Yeah.
At some point.
At some point. Depending. If we still have voices left.
Yeah, regardless of the outcome, and depending on the outcome is when, but it will be tomorrow.
Yeah. And if you, just keep in mind, there was a story out yesterday that the cops were called on a Lightning fan because his neighbors thought that there was a domestic dispute happening during game 3. And because he was yelling, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Yeah.
He was just watching the Lightning game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just...
I actually was checking this guy's tweets out. His name's Devin Garnett.
Uh-huh.
You guys should follow him on Twitter. It's at Devin Garnett. There's a whole, obviously it got picked up around the hockey world.
Yeah.
The Lightning invited him and his friends to Amalie Arena. So they watched the game.
Oh,
last
that's
night
awesome.
Amalie Arena. He met Dave Vanderchuk.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's super cool. Really great. He seems like such a great guy. And then his neighbors felt awful over this whole thing.
Yeah.
And they left him a 12 pack of Stella Artois outside of his door with a note saying, "We're so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't know."
Well, you know what? You know what though? In this day and age, a lot of neighbors wouldn't have done that. So bravo to the neighbors for trying to take care of their own neighbors. I mean, you know, a lot of it is like, oh, I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, no. So. And they, in their little note, I think they alluded to something like that. In their little note on the beer, it said like we were, it was out of concern.
It was out of concern.
They weren't trying to be nasty or rude.
No, they
literally were concerned.
Yeah, no. So kind of
but
a fun story.
That guy handled it so well,
and good so did the him. Lightning too. So just. Everybody, there's a game tonight, so if people are screaming at their television, bloody murder, like when I scream when they score, most likely they're okay. But
we hope.
Care for your neighbors. That's still very sweet that people still care for their neighbors. But yeah, just a funny
story
to come out of this. So
it is. He said, no, I was saying shoot for Steven Stamkos, and I love that.
Like, so wait, okay, we haven't even touched on that. Do you think we're going to see Steven Stamkos tonight?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What do you think?
It's such a roll of the dice because I think, I think Coach Cooper, Julien Brisebois, would want nothing more. Oh, boy, this is going to get me all emotional. Than to have Steve Stamkos be the first to hoist the cup.
Well, here's the thing. Regardless if he plays in a game where that happens, he will be.
Yeah, but I think it's the whole you finish, you know, the pageantry of it.
I know.
It's such a hard call. Maybe, hopefully, maybe he needed the night off. He said there's just some things he's working through.
Yeah.
That's all he would say about, you know, what happened in game 3. He didn't play in game 4. Maybe he come. Maybe they bring him out. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Gosh, it's so tough.
I know.
I'd love to see him out there. I love that he was waiting for Shattenkirk in the tunnel.
Oh, so great. Instagram, lightning Instagram. Yeah.
Shatty deuces, baby. Love that guy.
Yeah.
He's such a part of this team. And I just...
Yeah, regardless if he's suited up or not for tonight, he's going to be a driving force on that team. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'm going to start breathing into this bag right now, okay?
We only have a few hours left.
Dude, my heart rate has been elevated since last night. I feel like I'm having a panic attack.
You know, and I've drank like a whole pot of coffee. I'm like bouncing off the walls right now. Anyways, shout out to all of our lovely followers. We love you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. I feel like we should have a quiz, like, to see who's really listening, but you guys are really listening, and we really, really appreciate you, and we love you.
Kind of, with us not being able to be at the arena with everybody, it kind of makes us feel like we're connected with people who love the same thing we do. So yeah, we appreciate you hanging with us. And I know we call these 10-minute game misconducts, but we're very long-winded and there's so much to talk about. So we appreciate you hanging through our rambling, because it's just kind of, at this point, I think even fans are getting fatigued, and it's like, you just start spewing things, like shouting things crazy, and just, yeah, our tweets are not our tweets, but our texts are examples of that. But yeah. If you noticed last night, I was not texting you last night because I was just, I had a blanket over my head for most of the game. So,
and I was on the verge of barfing through most of the, you know, the first 40 minutes.
Yep. So that's a good thing. If you have a paper bag with you, it's either for breathing into, or if you're going to spew in that. So if you're a
Dory,
double
it as a head cover, so you don't have to do the blanket.
No,
you have like three purposes.
Those are Bucks fans. These aren't big enough for that.
Oh no, I don't mean like, you know, to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are multi-purpose for you to breathe into if you're Rachel or CT. That's my alter ego, and if you're Dory, you're gonna hurl in it. So
no alter ego, just
no
Dory.
Alter ego. Sometimes I forget who I am. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, follow us and tweet us on Twitter at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. Also, we can find us on Facebook. And if you missed any of our episodes, gamemisconduct.com. If you're listening on a platform where you can leave a review, please do so. We'd love to hear what you think. And that way, other Lightning fans can find our podcast easier. Plus, give us a 5-star rating. If you love the show, give us a 5-star rating. We would love to get that from you, because we appreciate you, and we love that you are enjoying this as much as we are doing it. Dory, anything before we go?
No.
Nope. Just breathe. Just remember
just
to
breathe,
everybody.
Just breathe.
Just remember. Stay calm, everybody.
No more coffee.
Yeah, no, I'm done with no Starbucks on today for me. Yeah. We'll be fine. We got this.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.